Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, what's interesting to me, so much of political life, it seems, is scripted, right? I mean, politicians, congresspeople, senators, presidents reading a teleprompter, reading a script. Please don't deviate from the script.
Right.
For me, what's fascinating is when politicians go off script. Mm-hmm. And when they say not what might get them reelected, but say what they really feel, what ostensibly they really think, unguarded, raw,
because it's their truth.
And today, what struck me is something that Nancy Pelosi said. She got up and she basically announced that, look, Democrats are moving forward with the impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
And she said a few words. Again, that was scripted. And then as she was leaving the podium, apparently a reporter from a Sinclair station blurted out, "Do you hate the president?" And here's what she said when she went back to the podium to answer that.
"I think the president is a coward when it comes to helping our kids who are afraid of gun violence. I think he is cruel when he doesn't deal with helping our dreamers, of which we're very proud. I think he's in denial about the climate crisis. However, that's about the election. This is about the election. Take it up in the election. This is about the Constitution of the United States and the facts that lead to the president's violation of his oath of office. And as a Catholic, I resent your using the word hate in a sentence that addresses me. I don't hate anyone. I was raised in a way that is full, a heart full of love, and always prayed for the president. And I still pray for the president. I pray for the president all the time. So don't mess with me when it comes to words like that."
Wow. Don't mess with me. Raw.
That was pretty awesome.
Unscripted. You may like Nancy Pelosi, you may not, but I just, it was one of those wow moments. Mm-hmm. I saw that and heard that and made a note, and DJ was able to pull that. Look, congresspeople, senators, you don't vow an oath to a specific individual, right? Mm-hmm. You're there to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, whether there's a Democrat in office as president or a Republican. So part of me understands why the Democrats feel they need to do this, even though it may backfire on the Democrats. There are no guarantees. Personally, I'd love to see the president censured.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is wrong. What you did was wrong, and we're going to censure you. I doubt they're going to do that. If it was up to me, we'd let voters decide next November. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's not up to me. But I think the Democrats feel constitutionally they have no alternative but to go down this road, even though it's going to be a gong show. It's going to be a goat rodeo the next couple of months. So I don't know.
I think what she said was terrific. And shame on that reporter, if you can even call somebody a reporter.
But I hear that a lot.
Asking a question like, why do you hate the president? That's not a reporter question. That's a ridiculous question. And she answered it quite beautifully. You can disagree with somebody's policies, but you don't have to hate. I got to be honest, Paul, I pray for the president. When I pray at night, I pray for our country. I pray for our security. I pray for the president. I pray for his clarity. When I light Shabbat candles, I pray for our president because we need help. So I pray for him, too. So, no, it's not about hate. It's about what's best for our country and also our own protection. We need protection from bad actors in the government that might do things that are not in the best interest of the American people. And in my opinion, that's what these articles of impeachment are about.
When this country was founded in the 1700s, one of the big concerns was meddling on the part of the U.K.
That's right.
Great Britain,
That's
England.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Foreign interference in our elections. Mm-hmm. So that is something that has not gone away. Anyway, I thought that was an illuminating moment.
Mm-hmm. It made her a little more human, too.
It was one of those how dare you moments. How dare you? No, I don't hate the president. I may not like some of the things he does. I don't hate him as a human being. I found it refreshingly raw and candid.
Yeah, I like that.
So the other big story is the surplus.
Yeah, $1.3 billion. That's right. Minnesota has an estimated $1.3 billion estimated surplus. Now, of course, estimated. Lawmakers and the governor, I'm sure, will tell you, well, it's not real yet. It's just an estimated surplus. But we have this great poll on Twitter that's getting a lot of play. How would you like to how would you like to spend the surplus? We asked you for four ways. Rebate to Minnesota taxpayers, invest in infrastructure, invest in health care, or save it for a rainy day.
And I should have put invest in education, too.
Yes, people did offer that up.
Yep.
You've responded big on Twitter, and your comments are illuminating and quite thoughtful. So thank you for your participation in that. We have a lot of hundreds of votes, almost 400 votes. And Paul, are you surprised that 42% are now saying invest in infrastructure?
I'm not surprised. No.
You think that?
Nothing surprises me anymore.
Did you vote?
I did not vote.
Oh, I did. David, did you vote in the poll? You can vote
in
the poll, guys.
I should. I did not yet. Yeah. I will, though.
Yeah, I voted in the poll.
Part of me wants to vote for save it for a rainy day. But
isn't that what we did with our last surplus? We never spent the last surplus. So maybe it got rolled over into this surplus, so it's still that rainy day.
And I think the surplus is turning out to be pretty much what politicians thought it would be. But again, at some point, history shows us the good times do not last forever, right? The economy does not go ever upward and onward. There are corrections. There are downturns. There will be, at some point, another recession.
It surprises me that you would want to save it for a rainy day, being an
entrepreneur. Well, part of me does.
Yeah.
It's like you don't feel the need to get drunk and go out and go shopping on Amazon and just buy everything.
Wait, but that was an option on the poll?
That was not one of the options.
I totally voted
for
that option.
Drunk shopping is a bad thing. But, now you got money burning a hole in your pocket. But I understand the sentiment from people who say, that's our money.
Yep.
Give it back.
That's right.
Give it back.
That's what I voted for. Give it back. Because I understand we paid too much in taxes. So give it back. Let me earn a little bit of interest on it. Or let me spend it on something. What a nice little boost to the economy that would be if we all got a rebate and then spent it in Minnesota on other people's goods and services.
41% said invest in infrastructure, 40% rebate to Minnesota taxpayers, 13% save it for a rainy day, and 6% invest in health care. But some of the comments were actually pretty interesting, I thought.
I like Benjamin's comment. He says, hey, you never know when we'll need a new stadium around here. I don't think we're spending it on another stadium, Benjamin, but thank you. Ours is quite lovely here in Minneapolis. And Allianz Field, that's quite beautiful. We're good for now.
Shai said mental health and homeless shelters. Again, childhood education, that came up frequently.
Yes. Rolf said incentivize green energy, EV charging powered by solar panels, batteries at highway rest stops, state parks need not be free, just available.
Lewis said early childhood education and rural broadband.
Dwayne's on the phone. Dwayne, you want to chime in here, sir?
Hey, good afternoon.
Hi, Dwayne.
Good topic, but I think what you mentioned earlier, and then you got kind of glossed over it, that surplus isn't there yet. It's estimated.
Right.
And the problem is politicians think estimated means it's in the bank, we can spend it.
You're right.
Right.
You're right.
So rather than look for places to spend it, look to see if maybe it's finally going to be there, and once it's in the bank, then we can figure out where to spend it.
What do you think we should do with it? If it does, in fact, wind up being $1.3 billion in the bank.
Well, I'd like to find some way for the politicians to stay away from it. And let
Okay.
I like that, too. Well,
if you can figure that out, Dwayne, you should run for office.
Well, no, the problem is good people run for office with ideals that say we can do better, we can make things change, that kind of thing. And a year or two into the system, they think, we can't buck this, so we're just going to go along with them.
Yeah, we're just going to keep spending.
And it just perpetuates itself. So they need to find some people in a committee, whatever, figure out how best to use any surplus we might have.
Dwayne, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Good comments.
We really do.
Christine said, invest in public schools. Funding has not followed the rate of inflation. The 2% promised is not going to do it. So, interesting feedback. The poll goes another 22 hours. Take the poll. Want to hear your input on this.
Yeah, check us out on Twitter. When we get back, Paul's going to get a quiz on talking with my children. We'll play Wait What next. Have you found the perfect gift this holiday season? Let me let you in on a little secret. It's always the perfect size. You don't have to be embarrassed by getting something big or too small. It's Abdallah Candies and Chocolates. You cannot go wrong with Abdallah because they have spent the last 100 years, more than 100 years, in fact, about 110 years, perfecting the art of making chocolates and candies. Fresh chocolate truffles, those tender butter toffees in lots of different flavors. The dark chocolate sea salt caramels, those are a personal favorite. They go fast in my house. You can get the midnight assortment, you can get the downtowner, you can pick up a box of Abdallah at all fine retailers. But really, the factory store is the experience and the beginning of a new holiday tradition. There's one in Burnsville and there's one in Apple Valley. The smell of the chocolates and the caramel being made right behind the counter wafts over you as you wade through the store and look at all the treats. There's tons of gifts and cards. It's one-stop shopping. Abdallah also has a business-to-business gifting program at AbdallahCandies.com. Go on, take care of your colleagues and the teachers, your postman, your trainer. Get a gift for everybody online at AbdallahCandies.com. It's my favorite gift to give because everyone's always so happy to receive it. You give the perfect gift this holiday season with Abdallah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.